At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Magic 106.7, happy Monday. It's Sue and Kendra. And Kendra is not that sad about it raining because she is putting together her yard sale box, which this is where you and I part ways. I love you like a sister. We are so alike in so many ways, but you and your little side hustles, I just can't.
I love it. I actually look forward to it. I do this year round. I have every year, usually two. Last year I didn't because we were just a little bit busy with the kids, but I usually have biannual yard sales. I do one like in the springtime, not quite yet, but like at the end of this month I'll do one, and then I do one at the end of the summer. And I clear out my whole house, but I have one giant box, and this drives my husband Steven crazy. He's like you. I hide in the house.
No, my husband, we've had a yard sale maybe twice in all the years we've been married. And on one occasion, I was hiding in the house because it felt so icky. And he was out making deals with people. He's like, hey, so you bought the couch. You want these throw pillows for a dollar? And then he was putting them all in a trash bag.
Wait, I didn't know Tom is a fan of yard sales?
Oh, he loves it.
He
loves wheeling and dealing with people out in the driveway.
Same.
And he's going, oh, you like this? You can have the whole box for $10. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, trying to get rid of everything. And he was having a ball.
Oh, it's great.
I said, I had to go to the bathroom and I never came back out.
I enjoy it very much. And I do that too. I'll do with clothes, and I figured out ways to sort of group things together.
Yeah.
Like you can have like a $5, $10, $20 table where everything on the table is $5. Everything on the table is $10.
Nope.
And it wipes out all of the junk that you don't want, and you get cash.
Mm.
You do cash only. None of this, no change, dollar bills.
I'll put it out on the curb for free.
That's my husband.
I'll put it out on the curb for free. I'll donate it. If you need it, take it. And I mean, if it's something that's worth a lot of money, like, no, maybe I would bring that to like the Goodwill or to the, you know, Salvation Army or whatever.
What?
But anything else, I'm not wheeling dealing out in my driveway. It makes me so like uncomfortable. I'll just put it out on the curb with a free sign.
No, you got to put a price tag on everything.
No.
Because listen, then some of the really nice things I'll save and I'll sell on Marketplace. But the stuff that's a little less and that's really more beat up, more lived in, right? We say loved. It's been loved, lived in, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll do for clothes, like a giant box of clothes, all folded. Like I keep the pants together, the shirts together, and I have all my plastic Market Basket bags, all the little white bags.
Right, but
and
how much time have you now put into getting ready for this yard sale, figuring out what you're going to sell, organizing it all, putting a price tag on it all?
It's not that much
getting
time.
Up and put it out.
You do little by little.
You make $100?
I make like $400 or $500. You can make a lot because you take your Market Basket bags, all the white plastic bags, and you say fill a bag for $10 or fill a bag for $20, and you get
my
20,
worst
40.
Nightmare.
Oh my
it's my
God.
Worst nightmare.
What are you talking? Yard sales are the best.
No, I don't mind going to a flea market or yard sale, but I don't want to be the one putting it on and trying to sell my stuff to people who are just trying to get a bargain.
And then seeing this.
The stuff that I've loved being shoved into the back of somebody's truck. Like, it's weird to me.
But you have to think of it like you're sending it off for another life to somebody else. And you're
making... I can do that with a free sign on the curb,
no!
Kendra.
No! Call right now. I know I've got yard sale people in the audience. You've got to call right now.
I got curb people over here. Free on the curb.
617-655-1067.